Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Welcome back. Simpin' After Dark. This is your girl, Ashley.
And Victoria D. Wells. What's up, guys? We got another amazing episode for you guys. This is actually going to be our petty episode.
Yeah, we're just going to talk shit. I know we always talk shit, but we're just going to, like, blow off steam today.
Yeah, it's going to be extra shit talky.
Like, why not?
I might add. This is a podcast where we bring up R&B. We love to get in our feelings. We love to talk about our emotions. And R&B music seems to be the way where we tend to connect the most. So we got some good music that we're going to listen to. And we're going to talk about it. And then we're going to talk a lot of shit this episode. Because it's the petty episode. We don't care about no feelings. We're being petty.
I love themed episodes. They're fun. So we're just going to fucking run with it. Because, like, usually, like, we just, like, touch base on some things, like, here and there for, like, a minute. But, like, I like being like, hey, we talked about this one episode. Let's, like, fucking dedicate a whole episode to it. Like, why not? You know?
This entire episode? Petty. Petty all episode.
We're all petty queens deep down inside. So.
But which brings me to. First of all, this entire song that we have on this episode is by a goddess herself. It's in a different language. That's how petty we're being.
It is.
We're being so petty, we're bringing it to a different language.
It's in Spanish.
Also, I mean, you speak Spanish.
I do.
I speak Hebrew. My mom speaks Arabic when she, you know, hits that level. And so I just feel like you were talking about it earlier. You were like, it's Spanish, shit talking in Spanish is so funny. And then I was like, you know what? Like, the only time my mom ever pulls out some Arabic is when she's hella angry.
Right?
And it's fucking funny. Yeah, like,
just like shit talking, like, in different languages just like hits different.
Yeah, because it's like, what are they saying? And you're like, you don't understand. It's like, he's got a little doggy hat on. And you're like, what? And you're like, it's just funny.
No sense when you translate it back, but it just sounds so good, like, in the original language. So
I also want to bring up, sorry to interrupt,
are you good?
Do you have any, like, gestures that are offensive?
Gestures, like sayings and stuff?
No,
like that?
Like physical gestures.
Oh, not that I can think of.
Really? We have one.
No,
we have one in the Middle East.
What is it?
I'm about to teach everyone this shit.
Yes.
It's your middle finger. It's like if you flip someone off, it means the same thing. Like, go fuck yourself.
Okay.
But you, like, it's, you do it the inverted way and you fucking, like, stab them with it.
Ooh.
You give them a good, like, fuck you.
Ooh, that feels good to do.
Right?
Like, that feels like, dang, like.
It's like you're pointing with your middle finger almost.
That almost feels like you're, like, putting a curse on someone.
It's right?
Like, it feels good to do
it. It's forward.
It feels as good, like, as the middle finger, but maybe better.
Yeah, my mom was talking about it, and she was like, can you flip me off? And I was like, why? Just flip me off. Flip me off right now. And I'm like, okay. Double? Do we do the double or just one? And she was like, see how cool it looks when you do it? It looks so weird when I do it. And then she was just pulling her finger all the way up. And I was like,
you could do, like, the full, like, you, like, tuck it all the way back.
Like it's
all your fingers.
The harder you go, it's like the more fuck you it is. But it's like, I don't know. So we're curious if you guys have any gestures or, like, any good shit talking in your language. This is our petty episode. Email us at simpinafterdark@gmail.com because we're trying to be as petty as we possibly can in all the languages.
All languages. Just keep it going across the board.
If you're, you know, there's a saying in Hebrew called imgvar asgvar. It literally means if you're going to do it, do it.
Okay.
So if you're going to do it in all the languages.
Imgvar. I'm not even going to try.
Nope. Yay. No, that was perfect. That was perfect. Was perfect.
That was a good little first start. So we're going to do Aquí Yo Mando by Kali Uchi, the Colombian queen, featuring Rico Nasty, which she's, I don't know what she is. She speaks Spanish, but.
She might be Afro-Latina?
Yeah, she's something. I guess we should look
she
that up.
She bad as fuck.
I fucking love her. And just her rapping in Spanish, I was like, yes.
Yeah, Rico. Rico really got it going on. She's, to me, she's one of, like, the most badass rappers.
Hell yeah. She just, like, is in her own lane.
For sure. She just definitely like does her own thing. I love, like, the energy she brings with, like, her style. I feel like it's so refreshing to see these artists, like, putting so much effort into every look, everything that we do. They do. No, I mean, I'm not there with them. But it's so refreshing because like, she's about her shit, people got mad lazy.
Everything. Yeah, that's so true. It's like, step your fucking game up with the looks, like the hair, like the aesthetic, like keep it like 100.
And
like,
she's on she actually in this video, she kind of almost brought her aesthetic to this video.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like there's definitely a touch of Rico when her and Callie are in together in the scene, kind of like working it together. I was like,
definitely.
The makeup, the even just like the whole like, I don't know, either insane asylum or like detective cop.
Yeah, they're like in
detention,
like a
center,
holding center,
something, right?
Yeah, something. I don't know.
But it was definitely like this crazy kind of like, don't fuck with me.
Yeah,
I mean, Aquí Yo Mando, what does that mean?
So it means like I make the rules here, or like I'm the boss here, basically. Okay,
you heard that shit here. Okay,
and like, who's gonna say no to Cali or Rico? Like, ma'am,
I would not say
whatever
no to
the
Cali.
Fuck you say. Yes, like, the fuck yes.
I would never say no to Cali. We saw her at Smoke and Grooves.
Yes.
And
oh my God.
Not only did we see her at Smoke and Grooves, she came to Ari Lennox's set.
That's
saw
true.
Her backstage just vibing.
Two queens.
I was like, ugh. Not only did she come through and she totally put on a performance, but she came through and supported her homies too. I thought that was really cool. I was like,
yeah,
yes,
that was dope. That was dope. Both great sets.
Should we play a little clip of the song?
Let's do it.
It's a fucking banger, guys. Like this, we're talking petty shit. Because you'll understand once you hear the song. Yes. I'm your little mama setter. Haces todo lo que diga. Si estás conmigo, solo mando yo. Yeah. Aquí no es como y cuando pedas. Mando. Aquí yo mando. Si quieres conmigo, vete acostumbrando. Tantos me están buscando. Y si no te gusta, yo otro está llamando. Yo tomo las decisiones. Yes. Okay, so that's a little bit, this is a little bit more boppy than R&B.
Yeah, it's definitely more like poppy, hip-hoppy,
yeah,
all that good stuff.
I mean, Kali Uchi's definitely like R&B all day.
Yeah.
But this is definitely like, I don't.
She's like on her Spanish shit too.
I don't want to
like
use
really
this word.
Embracing her shit.
Absolutely, yeah. But I'm going to go ahead and say it's a bop.
It's definitely a fucking bop. Like, as soon as I heard it, like, it was nothing, like, about, like, it has to grow on you. It was just instantly.
Yeah.
Like, all of it. I was like, oh.
I was like, oh, my God, girl.
Like, on repeat, one of those.
Yeah.
It's so good.
No, I knew
and,
right
like,
away.
Definitely, like, half of it is, like, in Spanish. Like, there's some lines that are in English. But, like, right off the bat, she's like.
Yeah, so we had to have Ashley translate this shit because I don't know Spanish. It's not something I'm, don't be fucking laughing. It's not something I'm fucking proud of, okay?
I'm like laughing in my head because I'm just like, I already know, like, I'm going to sound like dumb as fuck translating this shit.
No.
Because, like, I fully understand Spanish. I speak Spanish, but, like, my accent is not that great. So forgive me.
No, so you're not going to sound dumb. No, don't say that. You know, living in Southern California, it's definitely, like, I feel like something everybody should know. Just because we in Mexico.
Yeah, it's a growing
like
language.
You should know that shit. So, you know, it's on my list. Yo quiero aprender a hablar español. You know,
oh,
like.
Oh, mira nada más.
You know, you feel me? Like, I'm trying. But I'm getting there.
That's good.
So.
That was good.
You know.
So, like, there's, like, some little things where everybody, like, fucking knows. Like, where she's like, I'm your little mamacita. We're like, okay, you already know.
It's like, okay, and when the song starts too, it's like just that little boom, boom, boom. It's like you already know she's gonna hit the shit hard.
She's gonna hit the floor.
So what do we start off with?
So she's like, haces todo lo que diga. So basically, you have to do everything I say. So she's like telling you right away, like to any guy that comes her way. Because I feel like Callie like never has a man, or she's really secretive about it. I just feel like she's very focused on her career or whatever.
Yeah.
But I think definitely she would like have to like be in charge. She just gives off that vibe, like that dominant vibe.
But it's not even, you know. Do you know when her birthday is? You know, I'm always gonna ask.
I know, like, right?
Do you know when her birthday is?
I don't know.
Should we look it up?
I feel like she would be a Leo.
Are we like about to guess her sign right now? No, but you know what? I feel like
I have looked it up before, but I'm not sure. She could be Aquarius, right?
I mean,
who knows? Who motherfucking knows? Tell us. Did you get what? Look it up. What is it?
You're gonna be so upset.
No.
July 17th.
Is that?
That's a Cancer.
Oh, what?
She's a Cancer.
Interesting. I need to know her rising. Every time I'm like,
let me see your chart, baby. Hold on. No, but you got Cancers. Like, Cancers are deep. So
yeah.
Okay, but enough about astrology.
I'm trying to, the whole point.
I know, right? Everyone's like, bitch. Of course, you bitches are into astrology. Yes.
Like, we maybe just will, like, have an astrology episode one day.
Oh, maybe we do. This is our petty episode. So if you got shit to say about motherfucking astrology, fuck you. No, what I'm trying to say is that I feel like when you get to a certain level of success, or just, like, a certain level of understanding about yourself. And yeah. With success brings this, like, very
independence.
Like a heavy, quick lesson, I feel like. When, you know, you become really, really successful, you learn quickly.
Yeah.
And so I feel like she's probably just like, look, this is what the fuck I want. Oh my gosh, shit. Sorry, my bad. This is what I want. So like, I'm just going to be honest with you.
Yeah.
This is how it's going to go. I'm going to set the rules and you're going to listen to the rules. Because I understand this frustration of being so frustrated, like running through all these motherfuckers who just don't listen to you.
Especially like when you don't have time like that. Like if you're fucking busy, like you got shit to do.
Literally. Yeah. Like every.
Whatever it is. Like if you do have a little bit of free time to like entertain a man, like why waste your time? Like just let it be known up front.
And also it's just like.
Some men don't like that, but.
No, but it's also like I have things going on. So if you're going to sit here and be like, okay, I'm going to be the one for you. I'm down. I'm this. I'm everything you want. Yada, yada, yada. Like, you're going to run it, right? Because we all know when you're in the talking stage, it's like, oh, I'm the perfect person. You're trying.
Talk yourself up.
Exactly. Like, you're trying. You want to put your best foot forward. So, like, as on the opposite side, you're kind of just like, look. Let me save you. Like, let me save your breath. I'm just going to tell you how it is. And if you agree, come along. If you don't, bye. Have a good one.
Yep.
Hit that next line.
Yep. So then she says, si estás conmigo, solo mando yo. So basically, yeah, like if you're with me, like I'm the only one that's going to like fucking say what's up around here in this relationship. Here, it's not going to be what you want and when you want it. It's not.
Like, because there are things going on. Just like when men are in position of power.
Think about Christian Grey. It's like a very like dominant versus like submissive like type of relationship.
Are we gonna get into dom sub? Like,
I mean, we don't have to get into all that, but like just like in terms of like not even like the sexual part of it. I mean, but also sexual part of it. Like she does mention some of that stuff. But like I think like, yeah, like how like Christian Gray like has all his shit. He's fucking rich as fuck. Has a nice ass house.
Yeah,
like he's a busy man, so all he wants is like a woman to submit to him, and he gets that one bitch and she's just like his little like sex slave. You know,
he gets that one bitch. He good, you know, like he's like, sign this contract, we good.
That movie was crazy.
No, yeah, that movie was nuts. Oh my god, I never even read the books. I had this one friend who was like obsessed with that shit, and I was like,
no way. Girl. I feel like you gotta be mad horny to read those books.
That's all I could think of is like,
oh, like that's horny time.
I'm telling you right now, if you're like, and I slipped his member, and I'm like, okay,
His hand ran up my thigh and touched my throbbing pussy.
I was like, so are we going to watch porn or like.
At that point, I'm just like, all right. So porn then, like.
So what's next?
So it's like her, like she has her shit. So she's like, I don't got time to like try to like.
Can you
weed out these men that think they're going to be dominant over me? Like,
okay, so how do you feel about that?
I feel like if you know you got your shit together and you know what you want, like there's somebody for everybody, you know?
Well, do you run that way? What's your way? Like, are you this person that's like, I'm going to tell you how it is and it is what it is? Or are you the type of person to be like, let's talk it out?
I don't know, man. Definitely probably more talk it out. Like, I wish I could be more like confident, like Kelly.
No, I've come to this conclusion where I am, I don't know if I'm just like a new bitch or what, you know, this COVID really done.
You just did something reached to my a fucking new level. Soul. Like, you got to do what you got to do.
Well, because like, you know, recently, I mean, you know, my drama, I'd be texting my shit. I'll be like, Ashley, you won't fucking believe tell me. This. And she's like, what happened? And I'm like, ugh. Like, oh my god. Me. So, but like, no, I mean, I'm not gonna sit here and say I'm like fucking Beyonce and I'm like, I don't have, don't fuck with me. But there is this level of like, look, first of all, I'm just a grown ass woman. So this weird idea of like pretending that like you want to be in a relationship with everyone is weird. It's weird to me. No, it's weird, like, that I people think, like, even think that way.
Yeah, like if you're going to fucking want someone, like you better fucking want them. Well, and like, I feel that way because like with me, like I don't entertain like people that I'm not into. Like if I like you, like if I'm talking to you, it's because I fucking want you.
Or you're like, you want something from them.
Yeah.
And I'm not going to say like I'm dating people for money. I'm never dating anybody for money. Look, I'm letting you know right now, everything I have, everything I own has always been because of me. I'm not stressing any girl who, girl, if you got it like that, good for you, baby. Okay. Good for you.
Ooh.
Shout out to downtown LA. Shout out to the Wild 7 headquarters. You know that we're recording over here, so probably getting stopped by a couple people. But the point of that I'm trying to make is just that I feel like you get to a point in your life where you're like, look, if you want to fuck around, that's cool. Let's just fuck around. But like, let's just talk about it. So like, this song kind of just reinforces that idea of like that you have to be upfront and communicative about what the fuck is going on. Like, if you don't have time to do no shit, are you, is that fool?
What?
Is that fool? Are the fans on?
Yeah. Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
All right, we're back.
Woo! Happy birthday!
It's my birthday!
Yes. By the time you hear this, it would have been your birthday. Your birthday's on the 8th of September. Happy birthday.
Thanks.
I had a cute little
fucking banger, but you know,
troubleshooting and all day
life, of course. Ashley, happy birthday. Oh, thanks. My gosh. Like, we've known each other for so long, and I feel like, cheers, l'chaim, mazal tov, salute.
Salute.
Whatever you want to say, happy birthday to you.
Thank you.
Yes, girl. So we're going to get back on our petty shit. I'm fucking tired.
What are you tired of?
Girl, like, okay, I got stood up on a date.
Damn.
I got stood up.
What happened?
Okay, well, it wasn't like a stood up. Like, I showed up at the place and then, like, I was like, where are you?
And you're like waiting like an hour and like the server keeps coming back. Like, are you sure?
Are you sure you're waiting for someone or did you just want to order some chips and guac? No, it wasn't like that stand up situation, but it was a situation where I was like, this dude was like, oh, I want to go on a date with you. And I was like, I'm not really trying to date nobody right now. Like, I'm really not even on that.
Especially like during like
COVID.
It's like weird. It's like everything's like either like takeout or it's like dine in, but it's like weird. Like your server has a mask on. Like, I don't know.
Okay. Yeah. And it's so weird. And then it's like, okay, come over to my house. But then I'm going to let you know right now, if I'm coming over to your house, I'm fucking you.
Yeah.
So I can't come over, okay? I can't.
If I go to your house, I'm going to get too comfortable and like, get loose and get fucked up. And then be like, there's the bed.
Why are we not fucking? Because look, that's where I'm trying to go. I got things to do. I'm a Capricorn, okay? I got agendas. I got things to do. I got plans.
Bing, bang, boom.
And you might be one of them bing, bang, booms, okay?
Bing, bang, you.
You might be one of them, okay? So, like, this guy was like, let me take you on a date. And I was like, no. Like, if you're going to take me on a date, like, I'm not trying to do this, like, corona, like, this weird. No. Like, you either take me on a date. We already brought up this saying, im gvar az gvar. Like, if you're going to do it, you're going to do it, right? Like, if you're going to take me on a date, you better come with flowers. You better come. It's a date,
right? Do the damn
right?
motherfucking thing.
Exactly. No. So, like, the whole day, he was just like, oh, I don't feel that good, blah, 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 blah. The place that I wanted to go to isn't doing dine-in. And I was just like, why would you tell someone?
So then, like, find another place and figure it the fuck out.
Like, I was just like, okay, so, like,
wait, why? So was he, like, the one that was, like, pressing you to, like, hang out?
How many? But this is what I'm trying to say. This is my petty episodes. Like, I know this sounds like I'm popping off on some motherfuckers, but that's okay. That's because I am. Because it's like, it's a petty episode. I'm being petty right now. Because I don't like it when I'm not pursuing people. It's not like I'm out here like, hey, I'm looking for a guy. Oh my God, are you free on Thursday? Oh,
take me out.
Yeah, like, I'm not pursuing anyone. I'm not in anybody's DMs. I'm not liking nobody's shit. Like, I'm really like, if I'm going out with anyone, it's probably because they
applied the pressure.
Me. Exactly. So I'm like, the fact that he just like put all this pressure on me to like, oh, I'm going to take you on this and this and that. And then we just like did. And I was like, ew. Like, I don't like this. I don't fucking like this at all. And I was just like, this feels forced. I don't like this shit. And then he was just like, he did one of those things where he was like, I'm not feeling good, blah, 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 blah. But look, we're still going. And then I was like, I don't know why you would tell me that then. Like, if we're still going, then why would you even... Again, that's a different story. So I was just like, so many like turnoffs, like one after the other.
So was he like, I don't feel good. Like, we should reschedule.
No. Like, so he was like, I don't feel good. And so I was like, do you want to reschedule? You don't feel good. No. I said I was going to do this. I'm going to do this. And I was like, it sounds like you're fighting through it. And I don't think you should be fighting through anything with me. Yeah. Like, we're not even dating
okay,
like that.
For me, I would respect it more if they genuinely didn't feel good. I would respect it more if they're like, you know what? I don't fucking feel good today. But, like, let's reschedule for, like, pick a specific day and, like, be like, we're going to go here and I'll pick you up this time.
Yes.
Like, let it be known if you're actually interested.
So, like, not to mention, he was just mentioning how he didn't feel good all day. And I was like, do you want to... I asked, because you know me. Like, yeah, you know I'm going to be like...
Understanding.
Yeah. And so I was like, do you want to reschedule? No. Ha, you thought. And I was like, look... Like, I don't know if you're trying to prove a point, like, because I know I'm pretty independent. So, like, maybe you're trying to be like, nah, I'm trying to show this girl. I'm trying to take her out. So, like, I get that. I was like, and if you're trying to do that, that's cute and all. But, like, also worry about yourself if you're not feeling good. Like, I don't want to go on a date with anyone who's not feeling good.
Yeah, because then it's like the whole time you're just like.
Thank you.
Weird.
So like, so the whole day was just like miscommunication. Like we kept missing each other's texts and it was like long response times. And then like all the way up until I was like, are you sure? Are you sure? And then he was like, wow, you don't want me to come then?
Wait, so what time were you guys supposed to like meet up? Or was he supposed to pick you up?
This is a petty episode, right?
Because, like, you better fucking pick me up if it's dead.
Okay, so first of all, he's picking me up. He planned on picking me up. He said, I'm going to pick you up. And, like, we had talked about it, like, prior to, mm-hmm. like, a week ago. So he was like, oh, okay, like, I'm going to pick you up at this time. And then, but, like, the day of, never confirmed the time again. That wasn't like, okay, you better be ready by 8 o'clock because that's when I'm going to come get you. It was just like, I don't feel good. And I was like, well, I'm just going to assume that you don't feel good and you don't want to go. Like, that's what I'm going to assume is that you don't want to go.
Yeah.
So, hold on. It's the petty episode. I'm going to need an extra drink for this.
Yes. The petty sip.
So, like, I was just like, look, if you don't feel good, like, it's fine. I had to say that shit 3 times. And then he turned around with, oh, so you don't want me to go? And I was like, I don't know what I said. But it wasn't, I don't want you to come or I don't want you to go. It was, if you're not feeling good, we should reschedule.
Yeah.
It's like, I don't know what.
So did he like say it more than once that he doesn't feel good? Or he just said it like one time?
No, he said it 3 times. Like, which is why every time the day? Yes. Yes.
Like, was it like the first thing you guys talked about? Like,
yes.
Like that
yes.
day?
Yes. Yes.
Like, damn, like, girl, just fucking say yes. off the bat then.
Thank you. And then it almost, like, I didn't want it to be about the fact that I was irritated, but, like, then I was like, you made me drag it out of you, bro. Like,
yeah.
So now I'm irritated that you made me drag it out. Like, if you would have just hit me in the morning, you would have just said, like, yo, I don't feel good, or I'm not feeling good. You know what? I know I'm not trying to be wishy-washy, but I'm just not feeling good at the moment. Can we play it by ear? I would have been like, yes.
Yeah.
Are you kidding me? If I have stomach issues.
Everybody gets one chance, you know.
Everyone gets one. I have had
this one dude that used to always try to, like, you know, we had actually hooked up one time, and, like, I thought it was like whatever, we hooked up, whatever, it was over. Then he would like be in my DMs, like, or like we'd be texting and he was like, let's do this, like I'm taking you to go see this one, like whatever, like DJ or something. I was like,
you can't
for sure that sounds fun, like
you can't keep saying like whatever, you gotta give me some motherfucking like, details, whatever, you big ass bitch. Just like, so I was dating this guy or whatever and we went like, you know, whatever,
like,
and then we had an issue with like whatever, and then, you know, like, girl, you have to let some people in.
Oh, whatever.
you gotta say something.
This is right after our freaking episode about, you know,
opening up
and not, yeah, all
not
that
trusting people.
So, at least you guys understand why.
Nah, let's open okay, it yeah. up. We cracked. So,
like, we had like ran into each other like at like a music festival one time.
Okay.
And it was like, you know, you're fucked up.
Yeah,
you know,
of course.
You're on drugs and shit.
You're
probably
you're not,
I don't
sober.
Know, not maybe you. I don't know about me. I don't know. Okay, so then like
from personal experience.
We end up like hanging out and then it's like over, exchange numbers, whatever.
Okay.
Like, I don't really end up talking to him for like a minute, like months maybe. Or like okay. a month.
So and you then, had just kind of like
this was a
fun
about
little,
it.
Yeah.
It was like a fun night. It's like one of those like little festival bays. Like,
got
you
it.
Know?
Say less. Whatever. Say less.
It ain't our thing. So then he's like trying to hit me up to like hang out, like la la la. It's a group date.
I love when she says that.
La 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 la. It's a group date. He's fucking obnoxious.
Oh,
like
no.
annoying.
Oh no.
Like fucking gets too drunk, is like
no.
trying too hard, like kind of getting out of control where it's like embarrassing, you know,
like he's embarrassing himself, but
yeah.
you're more embarrassed for him,
like,
than he is.
Whatever. And luckily it's a group date, so my homegirl's there and I'm just like, girl, what's up with these, let's go.
Oh, so shit. Like, you're like, let's dip, bitch, let's dip.
Yeah, so what happened? Yeah, we didn't end up talking for like a while after that, and then he was still trying to hang out with me like months later. And I was like, you know what? Okay, maybe he got too fucked up. I've been there where I get too fucked
so
up.
You
and
you try to give him
annoying.
Another chance.
Yeah, so I'm like, I'm going to give him another chance.
That was her first problem.
He was like, he's like, I'm going to take you to this thing. It's like a rooftop. Like,
when has giving someone
party.
Another chance ever worked? Like, genuinely. If any of you guys have ever given anyone a second chance and it's worked, please email us at Simpin' After Dark.
I do believe in like first, like a first, is a first chance a second chance?
No, but just a second chance.
Okay, well.
tell us what you think. We're so curious. Okay. So yeah. You were at a rooftop. You gave him a. So you gave him a second chance or a third chance?
So that was technically that was like
festival's first chance.
Festival was like it was a good time.
So that was a good first chance.
Yeah.
So you gave him a second chance.
The second chance was the a second time up. Was not good. But I feel like that's not a chance. That's just a time.
Okay, so what you're saying is that was one fuck up. So you get two fuck ups technically.
No, I just think like that was like one time hanging out. It was like one time hanging out, then it was the second time hanging out. It didn't go so well. So now you get one more chance. Cause like you can hang out like five times.
Those okay, so that's chances. What I'm saying. So you get two fuck ups.
I guess
you get one. You get one fuck up where you're like, okay, you fucked up. Don't do it again.
Yeah.
And then your second fuck up is, oh no, baby, you fucked up. Okay.
Yeah, bye. Yes. So he was like, oh, I'm gonna take you to go see this one. Like it was like a sick DJ, like a pool party.
I'm sorry. What?
Sick DJ. Like I'm not gonna say who it is because I don't want it to be like, I don't want anyone to know who it is. So anyway.
No names. No names on this podcast.
No name.
We bleeping shit out.
It's all beep beep. I could do that. It was a
okay.
So it was like he never like fucking performs. This was like lit. I was so fucking excited. You know what? Actually, I had hung out with him like a few other times.
And,
like,
oh, this bitch don't give him.
It was like.
She don't give him 10 chances.
No, oh, but the goodness. Thing is like if it's a group thing and if I'm like going because it's like my girl's dating your friend, like okay. I'm going to go. Might it's like well. You're just yeah, like yeah. the dude where like if I get drunk, I'll you make just out that with one you. Dude. Yeah, like yeah. whatever. So, but this was like when it was one-on-one where it got fucking weird. When you're weird one-on-one.
What?
Yeah. So it was like.
That's the worst.
I had not hung out with him one-on-one yet. So he had asked me to go with him to see this DJ, and I was like, tight. And then, like, day of, I'm, like, getting ready. That's the worst when you're getting ready because it's fucking annoying to get ready, bitch. Like, it's fucking annoying to get ready.
He canceled?
He was like, oh, something came up. I was like, for sure. And I feel like.
He went?
I feel like that ended up happening another time where he tried hanging out with me one-on-one, and I was like, okay. Whatever.
And then he canceled again.
Yeah. And is after that, Libra? I was like, I don't know what he is. But like, let me tell you, he tries to like hit me to this day.
And you're just like, no.
No. Yeah. How do you not get it?
Because it's like you fucked up your chances. Like I'm going to give everybody a chance. Everybody gets a chance. Like,
yeah. So I'm like,
hello.
No.
Like if I'm attracted to you flake. And you're like, yeah, like that's not cool.
No.
And that's what I mean. So homeboy like hit me. So he waited all until we were supposedly right. I'm so sorry. I just keep burping and like, it's, I'm sorry. It's unattractive. It's unacceptable.
I like it.
Thank you. You can be my dom all day. So anyways, thank you for coming in on that moment. Anyways, so basically he once again was like, oh, I don't feel good. And then like, we're supposed to meet at like 8, right?
Yes.
He's supposed to come pick me up at 8. It's like 5. And I'm like, hey, like.
Nothing's like confirmed
he
yet?
He has not. Bitch, the last thing he said I'd to me was sweating. Just like, I still don't feel good. But like, you know, it's been a long day. Like we keep missing each other's texts. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you do that, but it's like you look at a text and it was like an hour and a half ago. You're like, fuck. And then you send a text and it takes them like an hour to respond. Yeah, or like whatever. Yeah. So I'm like, fuck, are we going on this date or not?
And that's I'm just like cutting it way too close for me.
Especially if I'm like, I love to take my time getting ready. So yeah. Like the fact that
it's stressful if you have to like do it fast. Like especially right? If it's a date, you want it to be like, take your time, sipping on some drink, listen to your music.
Yeah.
Sorry.
My bad. So like, yeah, no, like, are we good on... Yes. I just want to make sure everything's Gucci because I know last time we had a little fuck up. Anyways, but yeah, no. So like basically he hadn't confirmed yet. And like, okay, so in my brain, I am panicking. I'm like, this motherfucker has said he's not feeling good. He keeps saying like,
You started getting ready yet at this point?
I was like, so this is where I'm contemplating. This is where I'm like, do I start?
This
do
is where I you start getting ready. Yeah, it's 5 o'clock and he's picking you up at 8. Like, okay, it's like, okay.
Like you better hop in the shower right now and start shaving your whole body. Cause you know, I already had like a 10 minute playlist on and I already was like in the shower, like that. And you like I was hitting it, you know, I was like, you take time and then you shave your whole body, like whatever. And I was trying to I shave my fucking legs. Like, do you know how serious that is?
I love like shaving your legs, like even if you're like, I know I'm not gonna do anything. Still, or shaving your pussy, and you're like,
no, bitch, I don't ever shave my pussy.
Because you know you will fuck him if
no,
you do?
No, because you can't get a razor near my pussy. It's called get a motherfucking wax, bitch. Be an adult. That's what are you fucking still waxing your pussy for? We will have a whole episode on that just because I'm so stressed out right now.
Is that still a thing you can do in corona times?
Are you kidding me? I waxed my own pussy in corona times. That's how much I will not, you will never get a razor near my fucking pussy.
Well, I guess everyone's different with like the fucking pussy I'm Middle grow back Eastern, hair. Okay? Like,
I'm Middle Eastern. I got hair everywhere.
I don't get
it's
like.
It's gotta get waxed.
I mean, I'm Mexican, but like, I don't get like crazy like ingrowns like in my pussy. Like, I can like shave like every other, like maybe like 2-3 days and like still be pretty smooth. Like, I don't get crazy ingrowns.
Okay, well, I'm so sorry that this podcast is made for 12-year-olds who still shave their fucking pussies, but we're grown women on this podcast.
It might should be smooth though.
Bitch, we get our fucking pussies waxed once a month, every 4 weeks, and my shit stays smooth. So you need to motherfucking relax.
What do you do between the
waxing? Okay, so let me tell you, shaving ass pussy, bitch. We about to have this is the petty episode.
Because what if you're getting dick like every other day and like your shit just has to grow back?
Hold on. I want to confirm this. You're getting dick every other day?
Yeah.
Really?
Unless I'm on my period.
So and whoever you getting dick by, they need your shit top notch.
No, hell no. I let my shit grow out.
So I'm gonna let you know right now. But I'm gonna let you know right now. No. I'm gonna let you know right now. If I shave my pussy, first of all, I get a 5 o'clock shadow on my pussy. I'm letting you know right now. If I shave at 9, I got a 5 o'clock shadow. Okay. Second of all, it's the most uncomfortable thing. It like fucking grows back. I'm itching my pussy like I have a fucking disease, Ashley. Like it's the most miserable pain I've ever been through in my life.
Really?
To the point that like I've had, like I haven't gotten a wax. Like COVID, it was a long time for COVID. You know what I'm saying? Like it was a minute. But I was like, I'm not taking a shaver to my pussy. I'm not. Because that's how uncomfortable it is. I don't know. I've been getting waxes for like, I'm actually about to go get laser. But yeah, I've been getting waxes for like the past.
I actually got laser on my pussy like when I was like 21.
Well, maybe that's why you don't have a problem shaving then.
Maybe.
Because it's like just thinner follicles. Maybe. So it's like not as uncomfortable. Because I'm telling you right now, if I shave my pussy, I'm out for a week, bro. It's horrible.
Maybe that is why, because like it's not uncomfortable for me.
Yeah. So maybe you just have really, really, really thin light hair.
Yeah.
You know honestly. What? For all the men, if there are any men listening to this episode right now, just so you know, if my pussy is waxed and you do not eat my pussy, that is a sin.
Yeah. You're not getting called back.
No. It's not about getting called back. That's a sin. God is writing it down as a sin. It is a sin to not lick a
going
a
to hell.
Pussy. Do you know how many times I've texted a guy? I have a shave, not a shave, but I have a freshly waxed pussy and shit has not gone down. All those men, God has counted those sins.
Oh, hell no.
I'm just letting you know. But anyways, back
especially
to our main point.
Shaving, how annoying that is. If I fucking shave and like
that's
we end up not fucking.
So anyway, so I got in the shower. It was 5 o'clock. It was 5 o'clock and I was like, okay, let me get in the shower because I started getting scared. I hate when people don't make plans or like don't confirm plans. Like if you tell me like, hey, we're meeting up next Tuesday, I'm like, okay, cool. And then if you don't text me and say, hey, like we're still meeting on Tuesday, I'm going to assume you ain't saying shit.
It's not happening anymore.
Or I'm going to text you. So if I've been texting this guy, like, so if I'm texting you, that means I'm like, hi.
So were you guys like already texting
from
like
the
night
whole
before?
Day. Yes. Yeah. Yes.
Okay.
So like he just a night before, I don't feel good. Night before, I don't feel good. All day, I don't fucking feel good. And I was like, we could reschedule. Ha ha. You thought. Now I'm taking your ass out. I'm taking you out.
Dude, as soon as he said it the night before, have a story for that too.
Thank
but
you.
Finish yours.
Thank you. So I was just like, it was like 5:30, nothing. And I was like, at 6 o'clock, I was like, bro, I'm hopping in the shower. Like, cause I don't know. Cause you know how dudes are like, well, I'm here. Where are you? Oh, where are you?
Dude, so why like, do guys like to not, they're like, oh yeah, I made plans with like my homie last, like 2 weeks ago. We said so I'm just going to go meet him here at this spot at this time he said, and then they go show up and the homie's not there and they're like, oh, and I'm like, did you ask them? And they're like, no. Well,
So I just had a feeling. I was like, you know what? Like, I'm gonna pull up. You want to motherfucking pull up? I'm gonna pull up, bitch. Like, let's go. I'm not gonna say no. I'm not gonna be the one to say no. But like, you're the one who's saying you don't feel good. Like, I'm just trying to help you, if anything, not me. I fucking feel great. Let's go eat some food. Let's go. I'm gonna get a free meal. Like, let's go. Not that I'm saying that, you guys. When I say that, it's a joke. It's a joke. Please don't think I'm really going for a free meal.
Is there a way of making herself feel better that like shit didn't like go down? Like,
thank
she
you.
Was excited to go.
Thank you. I was so now mad she's like excited.
She's being petty now.
And not only was I mad excited, it's fucking COVID, guys. You know how fucking. Do you know how much I'm craving physical attention?
Intimacy?
Literally. Like, do you know how mad I want to touch a forearm of a man?
Just like a man to be
like, oh.
Oh, where'd you get these beautiful bracelets?
Like, that's all I want. I feel like we should take a quick intermission really quick.
Yeah, we should.
Let's just take a quick intermission.
It's getting horny.
Boop. I'm your little mama said, asusto lo que diga. Si estás conmigo, solo mando yo. Yeah, aquí no es como y cuando pedes. Mando, aquí yo mando. Ey, si quieres conmigo, vete acostumbrando. Ey, tantos me están buscando. Y si no te gusta, yo otro está llamando. April's just watching this, having a heart attack right now.
I know, she's like,
so don't sorry. Spit on the mixer.
I would never. We would never.
We would never.
So where were we?
Okay, so it's like 6 o'clock, guys.
The fuck?
And to be ready, you know, like, come on. I'm not going to try and like be pushing it to eight, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm trying to be somewhat ready.
Or it's like 7:30 an and he's and like, I'm on the way. And you like haven't even started getting ready because
okay.
He hasn't confirmed.
Ooh. Like, right? Like, I don't know. So I'm fucking like, okay, just be ready. Like, I gave him the option to kind of bail or like reschedule. He didn't. So, I mean, I don't know. I guess just get ready, right? Like, yeah. That's, I guess. So I'm just like, I'm getting ready. I took a shower. Bitch, I started my makeup. Like, you know me. Okay, I put something together, okay? So I'm like, hey, so like, what's going on? Like, you good? And he's like, oh, yeah, I'm just going to do this. I got to do this. I'm going to go home, shower, and get ready. And I'm like, okay. Are you sure you feel good? Like, are you sure you're good? And he was just like, so you don't want me to come then, right?
Like, you're the one that brought up this fucking illness.
I was just like, you know, I haven't heard from you for a couple hours. Like, you just said you weren't feeling good. And I'm just saying, like, if you're just not feeling good, like.
Say it.
So you're not feeling good.
Just don't be a little bit.
Just don't be a little bit. And I know this is a petty episode, but don't be a little bit.
Don't be a little bit.
Don't be a little bit. Don't. So it was just
saying like, with your chest if you don't fucking feel
good. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So it was petty. Like, it was dumb. But, like, what you didn't want ended up happening anyways. And now I'm irritated at the fact that, like, you couldn't just fucking own up to that shit in the first place. You feel
yeah,
me?
Yeah, because like, now you have her yes, the whole day.
All day.
Sitting at home, like, wondering if she should get ready or not. When she could have just gone, like, throughout her day and done other shit that she had to do.
And like, you know, like I said.
Now you're going to be mad irritated. Also, I know I would be.
But not even like also, I was excited.
Yeah, the fuck? Like all day, like waiting, like, oh, going on date.
Not even all day. Like, bitch, since the moment we talked and he was like, let's kick it. I was like, yeah, like I'm excited. Like, yeah, I got my fucking feelings hurt, bro.
Yeah. Like,
so this is when this song comes into play and she's like, look, you know what? That's it. You're going to play by my fucking rules. I'm wearing the pants. I'm going to say, like, I can understand this aggressive fucking attitude because it's like, I'm done. Like, because look what happens. I try to even give you any sort of leniency and you fuck it up anyways.
Yeah.
So it's irritating. It's just this idea like if that
you
like.
If you end up like pressing somebody to hang out with you, like a girl specifically to hang out with you. And like, she's like, okay. It's not because you pressed and she's tired of you pressing. It's because she wants to.
Thank you. Because I'll be doing anything I don't
want to
do. Because
if she doesn't fucking want to at the end of the day, she's not going to fucking say yes. So if you end up fucking canceling, you just fucked yourself over. Because why were you pressing in the first place?
Wow. You understand me. Like, I'm disgusted. You fucking get me, bitch.
I get it. I fucking get it.
Okay, but do the men get it? Do the men get it?
No, because I have a fucking similar story.
Okay, so tell me about it.
Like, literally, like,
and also, men, if you're out there and you want to come on here and defend your fellow men, please come on this podcast.
Why would this guy cancel? Like, can you see from his perspective?
No, and here's the thing. This is the thing that, because I know he wanted to prove a point. I know that was some bullshit, like, I'm going to prove a point. No. I said I was going to take you out. I'm going to take you out.
Then keep your fucking sickness to yourself.
And that's what I'm saying. So, like, if that was the point, then why did you mention it three times? Or why did you mention that plus the restaurant?
Didn't give him an option to, like, bail. But then he should have taken it. That reminds me of the episode where you bring up how, like, that one fuckboy that you were, like, talking to.
Which one?
That one that was, like... Oh, so this is what you gotta do is if like
oh when happens, I like when I asked him like yes. what his
so what was it
he was just like oh like I was like oh this guy wants to go on like to this game and then I was like
oh but I don't feel him like that I don't feel him as like a that friend, yeah but I don't
like,
want
to
like
I didn't he was lead trying to him go on to a Laker game yeah he's yeah. trying to take me to a Laker game and I was like I don't want to do Laker it, like
it's expensive tickets
heart. Like I got a heart. Ooh, do you know how angry that makes me that I got a fucking heart? I could be out here fucking freezing.
Yeah, because it's like the Laker game. Like, he could take a homie or like a girl that's actually interested in him and in him like that.
Yes, I didn't want to be the girl that was like, oh, I'll go with you. And then I'm like, thanks for the ticket. I didn't want to be that girl. So I was like, no, that's really expensive. If you're, and you know, no, I'm just trying to take a friend out. Well, if you're just trying to take a friend out, like, then you could take your homie out. Like, because I don't want to give you the wrong idea. And that's a lot of money to me. Like, if you're, we all know Laker tickets are like, no less than 200 a pop, like, you know, so it's like that's to me that's a lot of money. I don't know, maybe motherfuckers is just like, maybe I'm just cheap as maybe I'm just dealing with broke motherfuckers.
Even,
but
even
like,
if you got like mad money, like
that's still money, that's still money. That's so $200. Like, and even if it's just like, to me the gesture was just really grand, like that's an important thing. And so it's just this idea of like, I don't know, as you were saying, go on to your date idea.
Yeah, oh well, because like what I was asking you about was like how he was saying like, what you have to do is like leave it up to them. Like you tell the guy.
That's exactly what that guy was doing. He was waiting for me to be like, I know you're trying to cancel. And he's like, well, okay, so it's your fault. It's like, what? Why the game? Why the game?
Because look, why for the both fucking of us, game? From the last episode, we both have the like mistrust issues where we think people are trying to give us the shitty end of the stick or whatever. So where my head personally would go, if some guy was like, oh yeah, we can still go, but I don't feel good. I'm thinking like, nah, he just doesn't want to go anymore because he found some other bitch that's hotter than me and like she asked him to hang out tonight. So now he's trying to pressure me into like giving him a way out so that way he could go hang out with the other bitch.
Okay. So that's not even where my brain goes.
But that's where my brain goes.
But that's, okay, so let me get to the best part. Let me get to the best part. So that's not even where my brain goes. My brain is like, okay, I try so hard to give people the benefit of the doubt. Like, I try so hard. I'm like, dude, like, stomach issues? You're talking to a fucking Jew. I got a stomach issue. I'm not fucking coming. I'm telling you right now. We don't fuck with stomach issues, baby. Like, we don't be doing that shit. So it's like, to me, like, stomach issue is like, you could call out of work for a stomach issue. Like, that's a serious thing. Yeah. Like, that affects your whole mood, everything. So, like, if you're having a problem, go handle that. Why would
Please don't go on a fucking date to go eat if you got stomach issues.
Like, thank you. Not only that, like, why would you tell me that? Like, not that it's, like, unattractive, but, like, it's like if I was like, oh, I'm super scared of heights, so we're going to go on these roller coasters, right? I'm just so scared of heights, though. But it's like, it's just like, it sounds like you don't want to do this.
Like, you're letting me know the conditions are not
ample.
They're not.
Like, I don't know. So,
up to par to like what you're about to go do.
So like, I was just like, that's so weird. Where was I going with this?
I don't even know.
It's just a petty episode. I was just irritated. And I was just like, look, I didn't understand the game. Like, I just feel like you could have just came to me and hit me. Like, look, like, I know I promised you that I was going to take you on a date. And like, me flaking looks like I'm bailing, but I'm having some stomach issues right now. I'm just not feeling good. And I don't want to take you on a date where I'm not feeling good.
Yeah.
Okay. So like, okay, your brain goes, he found another bitch, right? My brain is like, let's be understanding. Come on, V, you got this. Like, he probably just has stomach issues. He really wants to take you out. Like, it's not a big deal. And then, like, you know, that little devil's like, no, bitch, he doesn't even fucking like you. Like, he's just fucking with you to just know he could get you. Like, that's all he wants.
Yeah, right. Okay. It's like you put on the pressure just to see if you get me. Now just that you know I'm willing to go, you're like,
you're done. Yeah. And so I'm like, okay, no. So then later that night, so he goes, oh, okay, so you don't want me to come? And I literally was like, oh, I'm not doing this. Like, I just went, no. Like, what do you mean I don't want you to come? I've been asking how you been all day. If anything, of course I want you to come. Like, so I was just like, oh, no, I'm just going to leave that text there because I'm just not doing it. He like posted fucking shit on the gram or like being shit. He was somewhere. He went somewhere after. Like he was somewhere.
You were lying.
And so like that.
Didn't even like block you from seeing the post.
And I want, this is a petty episode, right? This is a petty episode. I want to say that there were girls there too. Like, I want to say he was at some place and there were, like, females there. Women, sorry. There were women there.
Bitches.
There were fucking bitches and hoes there. And I was fucking mad. And I want to say he, like, was drinking. Like, was at some party.
What?
Like, I don't want to say a party, but, like, a gap.
He was somewhere and there was people. Like, he wasn't in his home or on his toilet.
Literally, yeah, he wasn't alone. And I was just like, wow, that's wild. Because, like.
Wow.
And then I was just like. I'm not gonna beg for like, I'm not gonna sit here and ask you 9 times, are you okay? If you're gonna keep mentioning you don't feel good, like whatever, bro. If you don't wanna come, you don't wanna fucking come. But this is why we got the podcast and this is why we got songs like this on here. Wow. Because
wait, so like there was like, never like a thing where it was like, all right, well, we scheduled this, like we're not gonna go. It was just like he texted you and you just didn't write back.
Because well, if I'm asking you, hey, like, are you okay? Are you okay? Yeah. Are you, and you're just like, my stomach hurts.
And then like, what was like the last text then?
The last text was like, hey, like, are you sure? Like, I really feel like we should reschedule, especially if you're not feeling good. Like, we can just reschedule. Wow, okay, so you don't want me to come? And I was like, wow, you childish. And then he was like, you gonna call me a child? Wow, okay. And then, like, I was just like,
That's so annoying.
I have nothing to say. Like, I'm not gonna defend myself. I just feel like I don't understand how many times I can say, like, are you okay? You know that friend that just, like, continuously is like just begging for that attention. I don't know. And I don't like know if you're gonna he wasn't feeling it.
No, but like if you're gonna fucking bring up your fucking like stomach issues, like it's for a reason. Like if you really wanted to go and you were gonna like stick you it out, say shit. Just don't say shit.
Exactly.
Then.
You would not say shit. If you really wanted to go and your stomach hurt and you were like, I don't care, I'm still going.
It's like some
you
weird, would not say shit. Sick, twisted way of him like trying to prove that he does want you. So he's like, no. I'm going to go and I have stomach issues because I want you this much.
I got explosive diarrhea, but I'm going to push through it.
That's how much I want you. Like, what the fuck, bro? Nah.
I don't know.
So weird, man.
So it's like, it's crazy because like, I really don't.
So like, so I got a story and then like at the end, like it's like a different.
It makes sense.
It's a different conclusion of why he ended up bailing. So it's like, I don't know if it could apply to this fucking weirdo. But
I mean, I think they all apply.
I don't fucking know, man. Like, people are weird. So, like, this guy was, like, asking me to, like, hang out. I, like, always was, like, kind of into him. I was like, oh, he cute, whatever.
Yeah.
So he asked me to hang out. We, like, started talking. Mm-hmm. And then so he, like, got me, like, a bunch of, like, cute little gifts. So I was like, oh, dang, like, okay. Like, he's, like, really trying.
Yeah, that's
whatever.
Cute. Yeah.
So I was like, okay, so let me, like, try to buy something. Like, whatever. So it was, like, tickets.
You were trying to reciprocate.
Yeah, reciprocate, you know, like, to show back, you know. So, like, I bought, like, tickets to, like, this orchestra thing of, like, this mutual interest of ours. So whatever. It was, like, pretty expensive.
That is so nice.
But I was like, whatever. Yeah, but he had bought me some expensive shit. So I was like, okay.
You were trying to show out. Like, you care, obviously.
Yeah, I was like, that's so if crazy, you show out like, for me, I'm going to, like, do it back.
That's
you know?
So crazy,
Isn't
man.
That crazy?
That's such a crazy concept,
Isn't that a crazy
men?
Concept that, like, if you spoil a girl and she likes you, she will spoil you back? Crazy. It's called reciprocation.
Wow.
And mutual interest. Yeah. So then, it's like.
Aki Amando,
bitch. So, like.
For real, though.
The day before, we're, like, texting, and he's like. Oh, I'm starting to feel sick. I hope I feel better tomorrow. And instantly I was like, God damn.
Right?
Like,
so you knew. Just like
this
I knew.
Fool's going to try to fucking
I
cancel
knew, yeah.
tomorrow.
I already
like
knew.
Instantly.
I already knew. Yeah, you know.
I was like, whatever. So like next day, he's like, we're like not really texting. Same thing where it's like kind of like hours yeah. between. And then it's kind of like maybe 4 hours, 5 hours before. Because it was something in LA. So
had to take some time.
Yeah. So he's like. Oh, so I'm not really feeling well still. Like, I'm sorry, but I'm not going to be able to go. And I was like, no worries. Like, okay, blah, blah.
No worries. Fuck me.
Fuck you, bitch. So, like, freaking, like.
It's
totally fine,
though.
I hit up, like, some of my girls, and, like, they're like, oh, damn. And then, like, I tell, like, my mom and, like, my sister, and, like, my mom was like, I'll go with you. I was like, Okay.
You're like, fuck yeah.
So fucking went with my mom. It was fun.
What a great time.
Yeah. And like, it was fun. Like, honestly, it would have been weird. Like, we hadn't really hung out like that before.
Yeah.
But like, you know, so whatever. But like, we literally didn't talk after that. Like,
just like at all.
At all.
Oh, so he was
like,
done.
He was like embarrassed, or like he just was like, fuck me. I don't fucking know.
He was but like, all then, right. Fuck that one up.
No, so like a month or two later is like when he's like, I fucked up. Like, I just can't believe I did that. I just can't picture my life without you. Like, this dude was like intense. Like, he was a Scorpio, okay? So like,
so he was horny.
So this
so he
is,
was horny.
So this is the up. Dude that freaking ends up like buying me the Disney annual pass. Like, he was trying to make up with it, like make up for it or something. Like, but he was like, oh, I fucked up. Like, I can't believe I did that. So his excuse was that like, his excuse was like that he really liked me and he was so scared to hang out with me because he was scared that he was going to fuck it up because whatever reason. Like, no, he was just nervous.
No, no, no. He was off fucking some other bitch. That's what the fuck he was doing. I'm telling you right now. He was off fucking some other bitch.
No. He's not even like that. Like, I mean, no.
Are you still with him?
No, hell no.
Exactly. No. Then he was off fucking some other bitch.
No, definitely not.
I know. No. He definitely wasn't. He definitely wasn't. It's okay. He was not fucking no one. He was fucking his sock.
Probably. I don't know. But I'm saying. It's okay.
Me and Ashley have dated some nerdy ass dude. Okay. Yeah, we give like, everyone a chance.
Yeah. Like, I'm saying.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
We give men, women, everyone a chance. We give everyone a chance. Yeah.
But everyone I'm just gets saying, one. Like, so, like, it's like maybe perhaps your dude was like so nervous. So, you know, anxiety bubble
well,
guts.
Well, aquí mando. So it's like.
Because I get anxiety bubble guts.
I get anxiety bubble guts too. But you want to know what? Don't come
don't
at
say
me.
It though. It,
like, don't know. No, the amount of pressure that this man was coming at me with was like, you're the type of female I'm trying to marry. Blah, 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 blah,
that
blah,
was
blah,
the same
blah.
With it's, this dude. It's he like was like, aggressive. You're just perfect. And like, you're just like the perfect woman. Like, and you just look, you're just so into all the same music as me. And you're just so like deep and intelligent. And oh my God, all the stars in the sky could not like capture the beauty. I was like, whoa.
Wait, what'd you say?
Whoa.
It be like that sometimes.
So yeah. I don't know. Like, I think maybe, like, I don't know. Like, fellas, let us know. Or, like, ladies, if you've ever had the same experience with, like, a dude that ended up flaking, but then he came back into your life. Like, I'm so fucking sorry. I fucked up. I don't know why I did
Look,
that.
Look, this is all I'm saying. And, like, and you know what? That night, he texted me late as fuck that night. Because, you know, my ass, like, I popped open a bottle of wine. I was like,
duh.
I'm just going to have a good night. Like, look, it hurt my feelings. I'm going to be honest. I'm a human being.
Duh.
Like, I should hurt my feelings.
Duh.
But like, I'll be okay. I'm also an adult. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to move past it.
It ain't that fucking deep.
Exactly. But like, so if you ever wonder why women are so aggressive with this, like, nah, you know what? It's not going to go down that way. It's going to go down this way.
It's because
like, we've literally been through scenarios where we tell someone exactly how we want to be treated and they still don't hit the mark. So it's like, we almost get so frustrated that it's like, I don't know who the fuck you are. We have going on, but I don't care. I'm gonna tell you. So I feel like that's what this song is about. It's very much so like,
yeah, it sounds like she's fucking sick of it. Cause like, obviously like her previous songs from like, I forgot her like old, like EP. It was like before, Isolation,
Por Vida.
Yeah, like she has like more of like her little simpy songs on there, like Loner. I've always wanted to do that on this
that's
episode.
That's a good one.
Such a good one. And we probably will do it one day because it's so good because I think anyone can relate to that. Like something like when you give dudes chances, that'd be perfect for this fucking example too because it's like, that's why I'd rather be a fucking loner.
That's what I'm saying.
Like,
that's
I gave you like, a chance for what? That's why I'd rather fucking just be in my room chilling.
Yeah, like it's like, that's what's so irritating is that like, I barely even make time for my family and friends.
Yeah. So like, for to me take to a like day make, off yeah, and make like it for
to,
you.
For me to make time for
and
another
then the
person,
whole day it's like wishy washy and it's not even confirmed not confirmed till 8 o'clock and it's like I could have made a whole plan out of this day.
I just could have
done
anything.
Even a self-care
else.
Day.
Yeah, like I could have done anything else. And like I'm not saying that I just sat around all day till 8 p.m. but it's like Do you have this like kind of idea that like something's gonna go down, you know, I don't know. It felt like such a waste of time. Yeah, so like this aggression, trash. This power that this track holds, I feel like it really, it solidified, like if you're ever wondering why a woman is really aggressive about how she feels, it's probably because she's dealt with people who have wasted her time.
Literally, like, the chorus. So she's like, here, like, I say what goes down. And if you want to be with me, get used to it. A bunch of people are fucking looking for me, like, trying to be with me. And if you don't like it, other fucking dudes are calling my name.
And it's not even... That's the thing. There's this negative connotation with this that, like, if you, oh, dudes are looking at me, oh, you're stuck up than this. No, it is. It has nothing to do with being stuck up. If I'm at the motherfucking grocery store, whether I'm at Louis Vuitton or
the gas station,
whether I'm at Gleason's or Whole Foods or fucking Stater Brothers, wherever it is, right? Like, we got levels to this shit. You still got to pick what's right for you, what's good for you. And if, especially if people aren't pursuing shit, but you're pursuing them, yeah, of course they're going to be like, what do you have to offer? I cannot stand when, like, a man pursues you and then he's like, why are you so picky? I'm like, what the fuck? You pursue me. I didn't fucking ask you what the fuck you had going on. You asked me what I had going on. I'm picky. Why do you think I'm fucking single?
Yeah. Like,
would you think I was going to be cool and easygoing? I think, no, like, I would have been taken by them.
Men love the idea of, like, a woman that is, like, fine as fuck. She's independent. Like, she got her own shit going on. Like, she's a fucking boss. But then when it comes down to, like, actually, like, coming through and, like, bringing something to the plate,
they can't.
They fall short.
Yes.
And they try to make up for it or, like, excuse it or something by, like, putting it on you, like, projecting onto you, or, like, onto the woman, like, oh, it's because you're too picky or, like, your standards are too high and, like,
okay, so can I ask you this? Let me ask you this. Does it do the roles reverse?
Oh, man. I don't know. I just feel like women are fucking prized to be fucking.
No, but like, also some men are like, they're valuable. Like, let's not disregard that.
No, definitely not. But I think that's when it's easier for, like, when, like, that type of man that has the shit together too approaches a woman, it's like, she's not going to be so picky with it because she can, like, see.
But do you think that there are men who are, like, very, very straightforward? Like, look, this is what I want. Maybe they do want, like, wifey material. Yeah. And they be dealing with hoes or, like, girls who are, like, gold diggers. Like, I'd imagine that if a dude had money and had himself put together, he's probably got to weed out some bitches who are there for the wrong reasons.
Yeah, but then at that same time, I think a man like that would rather go and have his choosing of who he wants versus having a girl that's throwing himself at him.
So you think that perhaps the standards of men, like, they, whereas I think men probably enjoy women throwing themselves a little bit more than necessarily women throwing themselves, mm-hmm, like, than women enjoy men throwing. But yeah. I don't know. I know a lot of women who enjoy, like, attention from men.
I get annoyed.
Same.
I'm like, hop out the DMs.
I'm like, what do you fucking want?
I'm like, God damn it.
Look, I don't know. Maybe we're a different breed. I don't know what the fuck that shit is. But all I'm saying is that, like, I feel like there's probably a couple men out there who probably have, like, a good head on their shoulders, a good business, a good job. And they know that, like, there are girls who are like, hey, what are you doing today? You want to go get lunch? Because they're like, I don't know. Apparently that's a scam where women scam people out of free meals.
Or food? I don't know. I mean, I would.
I'm out here falling in love instead.
Yeah. Like, I could never use someone for food. Like, I just, for anything, period. Like, I literally would rather just be doing my own thing.
But there are bitches out there who will use a man for a fucking gum wrapper, bro.
Like, dude, yeah. And I feel like, especially, you see this bullshit on Twitter. That's why I feel like Twitter is, like, the Twitter's fucking toxic. Just trash of the world. Yeah, like, it truly is. You see shit where, like, girls, like, take a picture of, like, this, like, dude, and they're like, hey, just finessed him for a meal. Like, ew, like, that's embarrassing.
But then you also got guys tweeting shit like, oh, my girlfriend just went to bed, so who's up right now and wants a text?
Yes.
And
you'd be like, oh, like, my wife just went to bed, about to go hit him my girlfriend or shit like that.
What?
Like,
yeah,
Twitter is toxic.
My depth perception is completely off. How are we on time? Do we need to take another intermission?
We've been drinking.
Just a little.
I can't do math.
I feel like we should probably
take
a little intermission. We will be right back.
BRB.
I'm scared a glass dildo is gonna break in my vagina.
Yes, same. Like, if you guys have used glass dildos, let us know. Anyway, so we're back.
Okay, so we're back from our third intermission.
Yes.
And we really want to talk about these lyrics because Rico Nasty spits this verse.
Hell yes. Where is she? Rico.
Verse
Rico.
Two.
Rico. So she said, I would never play about me. Do what I want. I don't need a thing. Boss bitch, you know where I be. Classy, nasty, but still you freak bae. They can't do it like me.
Hey.
So basically,
I mean,
she feels good about herself. It's like she knows. And like that's a confident woman. Woman will bring that to the table. Ooh,
can I talk about the word confident? Yes. Someone actually talked about this. Just because you said confidence, the word confident, literally, if you look at the definition. Wow, that was so nice. If you look at the definition of the word confidence or self-confidence, it literally talks about trusting
yourself,
oneself.
Ooh, I like that definition.
Has to do with trust. That makes so confidence. Much sense. Yeah.
Yeah, because it's like trusting your abilities and your qualities.
Yeah.
It's like believing in yourself and like knowing that you're coming off a way because you trust yourself to like bring like.
That you have whatever it takes. Yeah,
like
or
you're
whatever.
Coming off this way because you trust that you can like.
Deliver.
Deliver. Yes. Mm. Thank you.
So yeah, like I just. So I feel like I was like, wow, how interesting that like confidence has to do with like self-trust. We were just talking about that last week about trust and mistrust and how like I personally was trying to like redirect trust in myself. And I was like, oh, that's literally what confidence is.
Yes. That's like such an important thing to have.
And you think like, oh, I'm confident, but like, no, because if you dissect that word, that's you're lacking.
Yeah.
So Rico is confident. She is 100% trusting herself that she's worth whatever she has to bring to
and
the
like,
table.
I think that's like everything that we've been talking about, like with like men or women that have standards or like, oh, I won't handle this or that. It's because they're confident in what they can bring to the table and like what they're about, you know? So it's like they're not going to fucking stand for that bullshit, you know?
I agree. So you what know. Else does this bitch say? You know. I mean, this woman. Sorry, God. See?
So she's like, see? She said, you know, I ride that D same way I did this beat, bae. Ay.
Damn, she riding the D like she ride the B?
Ay. You know, I ride that, she said, I handle business, I'm bossy, yo quiero diamonds, I'm flossy. I love her. They want to know what it costs me. De esas perras me cansé. I'm tired of those bitches. Pensabas que yo era fácil. You thought I was easy. Soy una perra de clase. I'm a bitch with class. No, I don't care if they watching. Soy más cara que Versace. I'm more expensive than Versace.
Versace.
Es rico.
Wow. Rico nasty. Wow. You nasty. So. Rico. Rico, you so nasty. Damn, this is such a good song. Can we play it one more time?
Of course we can. Beep, beep.
I'm your little mama shitter. Haces todo lo que diga. Si estás conmigo, solo mando yo. Yeah, aquí no es como y cuando pedes. Mando, aquí yo mando. Si quieres conmigo, vete acostumbrando. Tantos me están buscando. Y si no te gusta, yo otro estoy llamando. Yo tomo las decisiones.
Yes.
It's such a bomb.
So that's pretty much a wrap on the lyrics. It's about being confident and not fucking that shit. Like, it sounds like this song's probably written in the heat of the moment, like, not trying to put up with no motherfucking bullshit no more type shit.
And did you see her sing that shit live? I keep hitting this microphone. Goddamn, no. But like, oh, it was so, she did it so sexy, so cute.
Hell yeah.
But I say we read some tweets. And since this is a petty episode.
Give those petty motherfucking tweets, please.
I'm going to give you petty tweets since it's a petty episode. I'm going to start off with, if he sees his toilet in his dream, I hope he uses it.
Yes. What account is this? Because I love this account. Just this like is, popped up on Twitter recently, just with the most fucking petty fucking tweets. Like they're just so fucking mad at their fucking man.
This
like,
is at
oh my God.
BLNDLS. Blent. I'm not going to try.
Whatever.
I'm not going to try. But they have so many good ones. I hope anything he buys goes on sale the next week.
Hell yes, the fucking pettiness.
I hope he spills all of his grinded weed.
Like, I seen one where it was like, I hope next time he smokes weed, he can't get high or like something like that. I was fucking dying.
I hope the SoundCloud ad comes on when he's on aux. I hope K-pop Twitter finds his viral tweet. Like, just dumb shit.
My God.
I hope his friends don't wait for him when he's tying his shoes. He's like, wait up.
Please.
Wait, guys.
I can proudly say I'm that friend that will fucking wait for you.
Oh, me too. That's Earth Gang all day, baby. Straight up.
That really is. Like, that is I gotta say. Yeah. I'm just like,
I'm like, you know, right now I'm this one who's like, ah, oh no, wait, I'm like, they're tying. Oh, they're almost ready. Come on, girl. We gotta catch up. You know, I'm that one. I'm that one for sure all day. I hope he sets his alarm to PM instead of AM.
Oh my God. Like the pettiest fucking shit. This account is the best.
It's truly like just such good ones, I feel like, personally.
All the fucking bullshit you wish would happen when somebody cancels on your date.
I hope. Oh, wow. I hope when he's about to come, his mom walks in. That's aggressive. Just anyone comes in. Maybe you even see your own reflection.
Oh my God.
Whatever it is, I hope it stops you from that ultimate orgasm.
I hope a thought of your grandma pops in your head. See your grandma's face.
Let's see.
Oh, I have a fucking tweet, actually. It's a quote of Caliucci. So
just says, I hope he can't find the clit. What's going on, guys?
Oh, hell no.
This is how I know a 12-year-old is running that Twitter.
So it was like a tweet of Caliucci where she was like, I like having a boyfriend shouldn't feel, or no, she says, no relationship should feel like you have a teenage son. And that was tweeted by Leah Jackson. Leah Jackson.
Wow.
Ain't that the truth? That is true, you know, because I feel like as women, we're trained to be like
nurturing
and motherly, to be like, oh, if a man comes along, you have to build take care of him and support him and like help him become a man that he's supposed to be. Because men are always just babied and like not expected to like pull the same weight as the girl in the house. I'm a motherfucking baby.
I'm baby.
So you better be daddy. That's so gross, but.
No, it's not though. We're like pornography and pedophilia. It's fine.
No,
I don't give a fuck. Okay, I'm just saying. Look, sometimes if I'm aggressive about what I want, it's because I know what I want, and it's probably because you can't give me what I want.
And I gotta say, like, okay, for like Kelly in that song, there's like a part when she's like talking about like I pick the positions, I make the decisions, or whatever.
Oh,
I think though sometimes a woman that is more dominant in life and in her career and in a relationship, I think in like a sexual setting, and this is totally an assumption, maybe I'm just talking about myself, they're gonna be more submissive.
Oh, like a dominant, if they're like more verbally dominant. I'm going to tell you right now.
If you're more dominant, like in your like career, life, relationship, 100%. Like in the bedroom, you're probably submissive. Like, 100%. I'm baby, like toss me around, choke me, spank me.
Totally.
Like me, I'm a brat.
Me all day. I'm telling you right now, I'm an independent ass bitch. Independent, don't fucking tell me what to do. Get me in that bedroom. Tell me what the thing you want.
Flip me over, like all that. Please.
Like, tell me. Like, I want
to
be.
That makes sense to me. Yes. So, like, I mean, Callie's special. She's just talking about being just like dominate. So maybe every aspect of her life.
She really just wants somebody who can handle her shit.
Yeah, I mean, but she just looks like she would be dominant in the bedroom.
No, I feel like she would want to get choked the fuck out because she looks like she's dominant as fuck. It's probably she probably wants to be taken care of. Yeah. And I feel like, even if you want to be taken care of or not taken care of, you could be dom or submissive and you could still get taken care of. You feel me? As long as you get like, taken care of in the right way.
Literally, it's a BDSMtest.org or something
like that. To like see if you're dominant or submissive.
So it's like all like the different like sexual like things. It gives you the percentage of like what you are. Like you could be a dominant, submissive, a switch, into like a brat. There's different.
You're just annoying.
All the kink. Yeah, a brat is like you like to push all the fucking buttons just to see how far you can get away with it and then be punished. That's my fucking kink. Like I'm up there.
I think you're a brat.
I'm a switch. I'm a brat.
Bitch, you're a brat.
I definitely am.
I'm submissive. So if anybody wants to be my dominant, go ahead and hit me up at Victoria D. Wells.
But you have to have your shit together, and you can't be a fucking flake. You can't bail. You have like part of like being a submissive. You have to be a dominant man.
Trustworthy.
But you have to be confident in the way that you show up to the table. So, like, if you're going to ask her on a date.
And what is confidence?
It's trusting yourself. If you're like, I'm going to take you on a date, you better fucking know what time, where are we going? Tell me what fucking time. Are you picking me up? What type of place are we going? How should I dress? all that fucking shit. Are we gonna pregame or should I have some drinks before? Are we gonna go get drinks before we go do this?
Literally one time.
I need to know everything.
A man was like, hey, I'm gonna pick you up at this time. It's super casual, so dress like this and don't worry about nothing. And I was like,
wow. I would have been wet.
We fucked. Hey, that's how you squirt. So easy.
It sounds easy, but at the same time, you have to be confident to do that. And you gotta, like, some men are fucking lazy. They just give up once they're like, oh, I'm gonna keep trying with this girl. She's hot. I'm gonna keep trying. Oh, she said yes. And then they just give up after that. They said, like, nah, you better keep trying. You still gotta get through the date.
So we're trying to hear what you wanna say, what you guys gotta say. We wanna know. Men, where you at? Hit us up at simpinafterdark@gmail.com, or you can hit us up on Instagram at our DMs at simpinafterdark.
Follow us on Twitter.
Follow
our Spotify playlist, simpinafterdark. Follow me on Instagram, ash_friday_.
And we got some big stuff coming for you. We're gonna try and have some more guests on. Yes. So hopefully,
if you know anyone that should be a guest, someone that's like fucking interesting, they got some,
a fuck boy, we're still trying to get a fuck boy on the podcast. Yes. If you got
somebody controversial, somebody that got, that could like come to the table and has some shit to say,
and
that,
we're not gonna be mean, we're not gonna shut anybody out. We want to know what you guys got to
say.
We
just like having different perspectives. So
till next time,
bye.